quack, quack.
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from 6 feet away, it's Hanging with Chad.
Whoop.
And now here is your host, Chad.
Oops. Forgot to change the theme song back to where it belongs.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
I did the A thing because it goes with your hat, PW, and we'll just talk about that later.
Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from 6 feet away. Six of them. That means that I'm over here and over there. So if I sneeze on you, it will dissipate before it gets into your lip, your top lip. Ooh, that sounds nasty and gross. But don't fret. I am not here alone because I am shy and I'm scared to be alone. So without further, let me introduce the Resistance crew. The guy that puts the sounds through your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PW. PW, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking to this show with all my heart and soul.
I got to rephrase that because there is no R in there. It's how you sticking. So
hi.
And the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only, he is known as the Voice Also Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Mike, I'll tell you what I did stick this week. I stuck a found mangy bunny with a shot of ivermectin that I bought on the internet. And he's responding very well with it.
All right. Well, listen.
A little white rabbit that the neighbor's cat was dragging down the middle of the street.
Hey, follow the science, okay?
Yeah.
Just follow the science, all right?
And that's what ivermectin's for, by the way.
Yeah, that and doing something with horses, right?
Yeah, yep.
All right, and also keeping in theme with our 6 feet away, you heard his name on the intro. He is the one, the only, Hanging with Chad. Hanging with Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to not knowing I'm hosting today.
Whoops.
I hope you have some topics then.
Yep. I'm sticking to when you leave a bar, grab your credit card.
Yeah.
Because that happened to me last night and it sucked.
Yeah. But you did go back and get it. As in the pre-show, you warned us you went back and got it and everything is okay, right?
Yep. And it took me 20 minutes to drive back and then decided to keep drinking.
There you go. All right. And making the show more beautiful is that she's going to have a higher octane in her voice. She's one of the lovely XY chromosomes. This is the lovely, talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Velcro on my brace.
Nice. Yeah, really.
Hey, programming note.
Yeah.
So I just called Billy an XY chromosome. I did that on my terrestrial show. I was saying something about, yeah, we got some XY chromosomes on the phone, yada, yada, yada. And then the phone lit up and people called to correct me. They saying, how can you allow Spike to say science, XY chromosomes, when he's talking about females? I guess that's wrong, right?
That's wrong. It's YY.
YY.
Yeah.
That's YY. Not true.
No.
Okay.
No,
Y's male.
Yeah.
Correct.
Y is male and XY is female, I thought.
I think it's double D's.
Hey, let me Google it.
Yeah, really.
No, that's my job. Let me do that. That's my job.
Yeah. Okay, right, fine. Yeah, yes, so, please, because anyway. I might hang up on accident.
Yeah, well,
I can't find you guys.
Listen, when the voice of the angel voice of Billy comes through the sound, you guys know one of the chromosomes that she has.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I think it's XX.
There we go. All
right, yes,
go.
Females are XX and males are XY.
And who's YY?
Yeah.
YY does not exist.
Mm, yeah. Not yet.
Spike, you have to think of it this way. If you said it, it's wrong.
Great point.
Yeah.
There's got to be a YY.
No, there doesn't have to be a YY.
Okay. Well, point noted.
Somebody's point noted. Be a YY.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the only caller-driven road show where we like to let the callers drive because we are a caller-driven show. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. So you always can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. And I did it in sign language in case you couldn't hear me. So call and drive the show. Because while you're driving or riding on this program here, we always talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Wow. I don't know what happened, but I think I got close to the microphone.
You
or the
did.
Camera.
Something happened there.
So I had to be, it was an eye test. Hey, speaking of that, and none of this stuff is show prep. It's just things that right. pop into my head. Yeah. Have any of you guys had an eye test recently? An eye test?
I'm about to.
Chad, you had one for the glasses.
Yeah, but that wasn't recent. It was like last year.
Oh, yeah. How often are you supposed to go get your eyes tested?
Oh, once every year.
At least once every 10 years.
Oh, well, I have never, I did it one time recently. I hadn't done it in all my entire life. And I didn't understand dilations or dilutions.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Dilation.
Yeah.
Yeah. The woman asked me, said, hey, we're going to dilate your eyes. And I said, why? And she said,
It helps them to see inside the eye, yeah. to see why the health of your eye.
Why does this sound familiar? Have I already talked to you guys?
Yes, I feel like we already did this.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, we did.
I must have been peeing.
Okay.
That's a possibility. That is a possibility.
It did sound familiar. But anyway, okay, so forget that. And let's just keep moving on with the introduction of the show because we're going to try to cut this thing down in under 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
And then we all go home?
Yeah, really. So let's see. We did the call the show. We did the talk about three things.
Right.
Oh, what we haven't done, ladies and gentlemen, is we also have to acknowledge and give much support and love to our supporting sponsors.
Ooh. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Awesome. Good. I love our sponsors and like that. And also, we got a shout out from one of our sponsors over in, one in Seattle and avid listener. And she says she's always in transit and has a bunch of people in Seattle that are listening. So big ups and thanks to her and Pisces Design for playing. And she said something about merchandise. So we'll have to talk about outfits and maybe some kind of something that she wants to do. Oh, I don't know what just happened, but we got to wait. We woke up the sleeping bear.
He does look like he just opened his eyes. Opened.
The person we're speaking of is the one and only Gas Man. Gas Man, good morning, and how you sticking?
Sticking like a newborn baby without enough sleep.
Okay. Well, listen. This is all audio, so you can keep your eyes closed. Okay, but you can hear. Can you hear with your eyes closed?
I think.
Oh
so.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, by the way, it's 12 minutes after 7 p.m. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to understand question. That. Telling people good morning is just rude.
I want to know when Gasman went to sleep. Like, what time did you go to sleep?
For the show purposes, about 3 hours ago.
All right, there you go.
That's a long night.
Yeah. All right. So, in keeping going on with the introductions, because we have a lot of interesting topics, we talk about it. We have to do what is popular among the people called the cow chip news of the day.
Ooh.
And for our new listeners, which we probably have one, CalChip is something that we like to expound or explain that it's a little different in the world. You know, everybody knows you stop at a red light and you go when it's green, or you stop at a stop sign, you know, things like that. But the CalChip is something that you may not have known, or you, as you're walking, you were like, damn, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting to know. I can go on with my life now.
Yep. That's a CalChip.
This is a CalChip that I thought was, I did not know, but you know, do you guys know what the sloths are?
Yes.
Those are things that move around real slow, and I don't understand why they move slow. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Totally dumb that they move around slow. But a sloth, ladies and gentlemen, can hold its breath longer than a dolphin can underwater.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yes, because of the slowing down their heart rate, a sloth can hold its breath for 40 minutes as opposed to a dolphin. A dolphin has to come up for air every 10 to 15 minutes.
Holy crap, 40 minutes?
Yeah. So then it must be really hard to drown a sloth by holding his head underwater.
Could you imagine? You'd probably be die before it would.
That's got to be CalChip.
No, that is definitely a CalChip news for you to know and learn. So now, next time you're at a bar with your credit card in hand or anywhere, remind yourself, hey, fun fact, ladies and gentlemen, a sloth can hold his breath longer than a dolphin.
Yeah.
I want to know how anybody found that out.
Yeah.
That would be...
How do you measure that?
The antibody would be Spike.
The only way I know to measure it is to put it underwater. Like, how did someone figure that out?
And then
that's horrible. Who would kill a sloth?
That's got to be CalChip. The sloth has no need to hold its breath for 40 minutes.
Well, I mean, if you're doing the study,
because he moves real slow.
Well, yeah, but he can still breathe. He's not an underwater animal. He has no genetically or evolutionary need to develop a 40-minute
hide from predators because he can't run away because he's evidently too slow.
So he just, no, I mean, the whole reason he moves slow is because his metabolism is slow.
I believe that's CalChip.
No,
the metabolism, that kind of makes sense, because the reason the sloths move so slowly is because their metabolism is so slow. They can't move fast because they can't expend that much energy.
Exactly. They don't have enough oxygen. So
I feel like I should be able to.
Permanent hibernation.
Kind of.
I feel like I should be able to hold my breath longer than what I can now based on this metabolism theory.
Are you slow?
Dude, my metabolism is slowing down.
See, this is the size of a sloth lung. They're really tiny. Yeah.
That might be CalChip.
That might be CalChip.
Yeah. CalChip, yeah, really. Well, you guys are now wiser to know this. So now, keeping in,
I'm going to Snopes after the show.
Okay. All right. So now the next thing we have to know is the big A word of the day. Golf clap for Billy. Yeah. That was impeccable and right on time. That was good.
Yes, I do.
What? Oh.
So I'm guessing you think you know what the big A word of the day is?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to just start off with yes, I do. You don't have to ask me.
All right. Well, good. I'm going to play the big A word of the day three times, ladies and gentlemen, and because we're trying to expound our vocabulary in this thing called world with CalChips and knowledge. So the big A word of the day is
sloth. Sloth. Sloth.
Sloth. Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
No.
Well played.
S-L-O-U-G-H.
Yes. Sloth.
Oh.
Sloth.
Yes.
Sloth.
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 Very good.
G-H.
Yes.
S-L-O-U-G-H.
It sounds like F.
It sloth. Sounds like F. Like enough.
Like
or rough.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm such an idiot. I would have pronounced it like slugga.
Slough.
Yeah, slough.
All right.
So yeah, is slough.
Going around the resistance room, PW, do you know what slough is?
This is really weird. I looked it up yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I actually did, yeah. Because we have a road down here called Slough.
Slough Road.
Yeah, and I went, what the hell is that? Yeah.
Oh, but now show prep is good.
Yeah.
Phyllis?
I do know what it means, and I didn't have to look it up.
Hanging Chad?
No way. I don't even know how to say it.
Serious. And Gas Man, wake up. Gas Man.
Boy, I have an idea because I've seen another word used in front of it. So I may know what it is, but I probably don't.
And I'll waste good energy. Voice of reason.
I think it's pronounced slew.
No, okay, it's not. All right, it's cool, actually pronounced slough. That was part of what I wanted to
do. They tell me not to be a slew all the time.
There you go. Stop being such a slew, Chad.
I'm being a slew.
I'll be a slough.
Well, what we want to try to do is at the end of this show, we want to try to define what slough is.
Acknowledge our McNuggets or something like that. Yeah.
Really? McNuggets. All right. So with that, we got 15 minutes and good. So let's go ahead and do topic change music.
Oh, my word. We're starting our very first topic very early in the show. And the show is Spike and the Mike Show.
Not early. Right on time.
Oh. Right on time.
Spike, that's the fastest you've ever been.
Yeah.
That I know of.
Ooh, you mean the show, the housekeeping?
Hitting
stuff?
Topics at 15 in? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We are killing it.
Dude, we're professional.
We are professionals.
No, yeah. Speaking of which, professional, this show will be heavily, heavy survey taken.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right. So
survey
now,
says.
Ding, the first topic we like to call, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Right. There was a poll taken, ladies and gentlemen, and it says that Americans are split on this. There's a poll that was asked, I think it was a couple thousand people. Would you rather be happy and dumb or smart and sad? And then, like I say, it's often said that ignorance is bliss. So a new poll by YouGov has taken this survey. And the poll asked you the question, would you rather be smart and sad or happy and dumb? And so, guys, what do you think the results of the poll would be? Because I'm going to ask each one of you guys, do you think that you would rather be
PW? 90%.
Okay, so let's start out. So voice of reason.
90%.
No, let me ask you the question. Forget the.
He's giving an answer before the question.
The question.
But he doesn't even know how the question is going to be worded.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Really. How do I think the poll came out?
Would you rather be happy and dumb? I mean, happy and sad, or dumb and happy?
Dumb and happy. Duh.
All right. Hanging chat.
If I only could be.
This is tough. Like, I feel like I'm split on it. Normally, I would always go happy, but in the current state of the world, I'd rather be smart and sad.
Smart and sad. All right. Gas Man?
Yeah, I think I'd rather be smart and sad as well. I think smart is better than dumb.
Smart and sad. All right. PWs?
Well, I'm already dumb, so I might as well be happy. That's what I think. Yeah.
And lovely, talented Miss Billy's happy and sad.
Dad's literally not that. He's probably one of the smartest people that I know on the planet. So he's wrong. And I'm with Chad. I feel like I would want to be smart and sad. Man. Yeah. Because I feel like if I was happy and dumb, I would just get taken advantage of.
But you'd be happy.
My lifespan would be shorter.
But you'd be happy with a shorter lifespan.
Yeah, really.
I mean, being happy is fine. But like, right now, it's just, I don't know, you guys. I just need to be smart.
Somebody needs to be smart.
Somebody, yeah, exactly. Somebody's out there's going to do it. And if you leave it to me, you're leaving it probably to the wrong person. But I'm going to pick up the baton.
Well, the poll resulted in 35% of the people said they would rather be smart and sad. And then 36% of people said they'd rather be happy and dumb.
Wait.
And then this is another dumb percentage. 29% say they don't know.
Yeah, I'd probably be very close to I don't know, because there's good parts about both sides of it.
Yeah, because I'm already dumb, so I don't know.
I don't see what's good about being smart and sad.
I think that 29% is already qualified as the dumb people.
As the dumb and happy. Yeah.
How can you not know? You know whether you want to be dumb and happy. Wait a minute. Yeah, dumb and happy or smart and sad. You should know. Most people have an answer for that.
Exactly. Unless you're Except for the dumb and happy people. They don't care. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's an interesting caveat to this thing here. Men were more likely to say they'd rather be smart and sad, and women were more likely to say they'd rather be dumb and happy.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's
the way I think of women. You know.
Yeah, I don't think I agree.
Oh my gosh, BW. Holy crap.
Somebody said it.
That was out loud, too.
I know. Yeah. I should have kept that as just a thought.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about that. There is wisdom to always choosing happy, like at the end of life. Like if you're about to die,
you're going to look back and say,
I don't want to waste my life being sad. So who cares how smarter I am, but it's real hard to want to do that right now in the current state of the world.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my only thing about it. If the world wasn't crap right now, I would definitely choose dumb and happy. Definitely.
Chad, thank you for that insight, knowing that I would rather be happy because I'm about to die anyway.
That actually makes a lot of sense, PW. Yeah, I can see why you would say that.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
I suspect that anybody that answers smart and sad is actually really dumb and happy.
Dumb and happy, yeah.
But I want to ask Hanging Chad this. Why do you want to be smart? I mean, it came out wrong, but I want to ask that question.
Because I feel like the last 5 to 10 years, I just have noticed, like, even in my own orbit, just really, really dumb people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just don't want to be that.
Right. You don't want to be the guy that ruins
there.
Everything.
That's it. Yeah. And I didn't know that level of dumb existed until most recently.
Okay. All right. So you'd rather be smart and just miserable.
But what a great life.
I'm going to be miserable either way because I know. Let me just shut up.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I struck out against women.
Yeah, no.
There's a couple of women right now I would speak out against too that are very close to my orbit.
Oh. Yeah, really. All right, okay. All right, well, then I would rather be smart. I think I'd rather be... Wait, no. I'd rather be dumb.
Yeah. Happy. All right. Yeah. All right. So you got that covered.
The reason I said that because you didn't let me tell you why I said that.
Why did you say that?
Because by me choosing dumb, that must mean I'm smart.
Yeah. Oh.
See? It's called process of elimination. That's how that works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all let me try this. Voice, isn't that how it works?
That's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Now the world is okay, because I know the rest of you resistant fighters were not going to agree with that, and y'all was going to do something.
Yeah. and voice, wipe your nose off.
Yeah.
I would really like to be smart and happy. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
It's impossible.
It's never going to happen,
though.
It would
be fantastic.
Yeah, really. All right. Okay. All right, well, so... What was the general consensus throughout the whole resistance fight?
I think we don't know what we want.
Yeah,
it's a stupid question. Like,
y'all in the 29%.
Yeah. I'm in 29%.
29. You know that commercial that says, the more you know?
The more you know. Yeah.
Yeah. The sadder you are.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
all right, well, then,
the truth.
That is good. Well, let's go keep it moving then with topic changing music.
My God. We are not even in the end of our first half hour, and this is the second topic. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. We're moving too fast.
Usually the show
but
ends
yet,
after
see,
this
now,
one.
See, now this is the consequences. Now you have to have more topics to fill up the content of the show.
Hey, I have always got you, Spike, if you need help.
Thank you. You can always fill a bus. I don't know what that, you know.
I would rather be dumb than watch this show.
You probably are dumb if you're watching this show.
Yeah, really.
Don't call our listeners dumb.
Oh, yeah. It was just a joke.
Yeah, PW, don't say that.
All right, well, I like to call this topic here, and I'm going to introduce this little concept every once in a while. What's your next move?
What's your next move?
Right. And you guys think I'm going to read this story here, and you let me know what's your next move.
Okay.
All right. So this guy, this person says that I work at a small company on a small team. A coworker left to go to another company after our current company refuses to give them a raise. Before that person left, he told all of us that the company is not going to fill his spot.
Ooh.
And then today on his last day before he left, he sent out a company-wide email. He listed his exact wages and that the company had plenty of money to give us all raises.
Wow.
And seeing that it wasn't going to fill that spot, I fully expected him to walk out today, to be walked out of the company.
Sure.
For doing a stand-up thing, for letting all us know. Now, the person here says, I plan to ask for a raise tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we'll be asking my teammates to do the same thing. So question to the resistance fighters, now that you know that someone left the job because they was not giving a raise, and then they posted their salary and they posted the finances for the company, that they know that they have enough money.
Right.
What is your next move at that company? And I start out with you, Gasman.
I'm kind of in that position myself because in my position, I've been promoted for over a year doing the job of a higher paid employee, but still making the same thing. Ooh. And I still go to work every day.
Okay. So you wouldn't have a next move. You just go ahead and complain. But
I'm just riding it out.
Yeah. Billis?
If I had the luxury of being able to afford to be unemployed for a while, exactly. I would be one of those people that was demanding a raise.
And if you didn't get it?
Then I would be unemployed for a while.
Holding your ground,
This whole idea that nobody wants to work is total BS. Absolutely BS. It's that companies don't want to pay people what they're worth, and they're super greedy. And even during the pandemic, CEOs had record profits and record incomes, and all of us little people got nothing. So they're being greedy by not paying that guy what he's worth, and then not backfilling his position. They're going to make the other people do even more work for the same or less money. So I would absolutely be in solidarity with the other workers and try to do it as a team, and all of us ask for a raise.
All right. Hanging chat.
I think there's reasons for businesses not to backfill positions sometimes. You really just need to look, you know, can that person's job be divided out among a bunch of people? A lot of times it falls in the lap of one person. However, if I were on that team and this guy left and I get some of his responsibilities or all of them, I have a choice to make. Do I post out? Because if I post out, then I have leverage. But I wouldn't just ask for a raise. Because I don't think it works. Maybe it's worked for other people, but I just don't think it works. I would have to go. The fastest way to increase my income is to leave that company and start somewhere else. Yeah. And that's how people make money over time quickly, is by posting out to different, because it's hard once you're hired to fight for bigger raises inside the same company. But you can make big leaps by changing the company.
There you go. Wow. So that was your next move, would be check the one ads.
Why? Yep.
All right.
Because if they got you, they got you.
True that. You know, PW, you have a point. You have an opinion on this?
Yeah. As one of the dumb people, I would just say, yes, a boss.
keep it pushing up.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. Voice of Rezion.
Well, I'm in a different position than everybody else here.
What? Honestly, you're kind of like bent over in the corner of the picture. Yeah.
You have a light.
But also, I've been told I've been overpaid in every job I've ever had. apparently I've been overpaid all my life, so I guess I wouldn't do anything. I'd just sit back and be dumb and happy.
Oh, okay. All right. Sit back and be dumb and happy.
But there's something to be said about what he said about getting everybody together to ask for that raise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Union. Yeah,
You're organizing. It's not really a union, but you're organizing. You know, say the team is six people and it's going down to five. Right. And that sixth person, each one of those people say their income is $50,000 a year. So that company is saving $50,000 a year. Even if they just gave a portion of that, that could appease all of those five remaining people.
Mm-hmm.
And they still get an increased profit of saving that one person. But if they just give nothing, that's just not fair because everybody else is doing more work. And they're getting 100% of the profits of losing that dude. So if they all go together saying, this is what we want, this is what we want, or then you don't have a department. And then the company's completely out of luck.
Yeah.
Because then they have nobody. They didn't lose one person. They lost six.
But that doesn't really happen. People don't just quit in masses because people have put food on the table.
That's
period.
They're not going to choose.
They're not going to choose no money over like crap money until they can.
That's what a strike. That's exactly what a strike is.
What a strike is, yes.
Right, but how successful are those?
Very.
And they usually don't know anymore.
And the big industry, they got medical care for their people, vacations, 40-hour work week. I mean, that's all done by the unions. That wasn't done by people.
Or companies
negotiating.
Yeah, one person can't do that.
I think usually, honestly, it's PR. It's the getting it out there that the company underpays.
So
look at Disney or look at Walmart. Who's you know those have they've come under scrutiny for underpaying their employees.
Yeah, but
if you just do it as an inside job, I don't think that's really going to do anything.
They're still in business and they're still exploiting people on welfare.
Exactly. I don't care how much Disney pays its people. I just want to have fun there.
Yeah, I'm happy inside. Yeah.
You know, nobody, like, you know, still buy things from Amazon? And you hear about all the stuff that Amazon warehouses?
Don't have an Amazon account anymore, and I'm actually saving a lot of money.
Oh,
that's not why. It's just because I want it to be cheap.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me put a caveat on this topic here.
Another caveat.
Yeah, caveats all day.
I'm so impressed with Spike's use of the word caveat.
Caveat, yeah.
Look, you shouldn't be impressed because I'm using it all the time. Which means
that's the only
word. That means it's the only word I know.
Oh. Yeah, well, all right.
All right, so unimpressed. So here's the point. This was a story that someone showed that I saw or read. This has nothing to do, and don't you guys practice this on the SOTM, okay?
Uh-oh. Since he's the boss man. Yeah.
Yeah, so don't y'all sit there and think that,
maybe we should strike.
Maybe we should strike and ask for more money.
Let's all do it together.
Yeah.
Hey, can we just form our union right now in front of him?
Oh, man, wouldn't that be great?
Hey, PW, mute his mic.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm part of the union.
Look, I think I'm up for a raise, y'all.
Yeah. Now, if I was an executive, I might mute his mic.
I think I'm doing just fine.
Pay me more. Pay me more. Pay me more.
All right, so it seems like it's just going to be me and PW.
Well, and Gas Man. I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
No. Gas Man and PW said, I'll just go yes, boss.
Well, that's true, yeah. Yazza.
Yeah, we got it.
Yep. So I got Gas and PW. I don't know what, and I already overpaid the voice. So my
I told you strikes don't work.
My issue is the Chad and the Billis, huh? That's my issue. I'm going to have to go ahead and send Bruno over to talk to y'all.
First in, first out. I see how this is.
Yeah.
or last in, first out, or whatever the saying is.
Yeah, really. All right, well, let's hit it with our topic-changing music.
This is totally remarkable. We are now 35 minutes into the show, and we are on our third topic.
At this pace, we're going to have like six topics. You thought mine was bad.
Yeah.
Normally, we'd be just finishing the intros.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Exactly. Y'all need to invest more in how you're sticking, okay?
That's it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we hardly stuck at all.
We don't have time to stick to topics because we're moving on.
Hey, so we'll call this topic here Smelling in the Interest of Science.
Smelling in the Interest of Science.
And this kind of parlays or piggybacks.
Wow, I was gonna say parlays and piggybacks.
I wasn't going to say Carlip Cabellate. What's the word? Caveats?
Caveats.
The thing that Billy liked.
Yeah.
But it does something to do with it. Billy was saying something about nobody wants to work. This is BS because, you know, there's jobs out there.
Yeah.
And no, it's not that there's jobs out there available. People aren't taking them because they don't want to be exploited anymore.
Exactly. They don't want to work for nothing.
Oh. Right.
Okay, let's get off that.
They don't want to work.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
as history, the boss, he wants us to get off this topic. Yeah. Yeah.
Throughout all of history, people worked for nothing.
Yeah. Okay, forget that part. Forget that last
that
story.
Part
okay?
About, yeah.
Because you resistance fighters are going to start owning your name. We don't want that.
Yeah, we are kind of resistant today, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so there's a company called Omni. O-M-N-I, and they are a dog food producing company. So okay. they're going to give someone $6,600 if for 2 months if they will allow their dog, their pet, to use their plant-based pet food.
Okay. All right.
They want to hire somebody for 2 months, and they'll pay them $6,600
to abuse their animal. Yeah.
The dog to eat their plant-based dog food.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good idea?
You know, not for the dog.
No.
I mean,
not for the dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
For me, as the dog owner, it's great. Yeah.
What'd you say, Hanging Chad?
So I'll do a lot for money, but I'm not messing with my dog.
You're not going to abuse your dog?
I was saying, why?
You don't know. Like, I had just recently had to put a dog down, and I went through so much medicine, so much pills. He was diabetic. I gave him a shot in the morning, shot at night. I don't mess around with my dogs.
Mm. But this plant-based dog food may be healthy for the doggone thing, right?
Oh, maybe.
Dogs are carnivores. Primarily, they can eat plants, but they are primarily their system is based mostly on digesting meat. They are meant to eat meat. They are hunters. They kill other animals in the wild.
Yeah, so as a matter of fact, when I was young, I used to hear that if a dog ate grass, it was because they weren't feeling well.
Right, yeah.
That's still true.
Yeah.
How much money, Spike?
$6,600. It was $6,685.
For
2 months worth of work.
Wow. I've got two dogs.
2 months that would of be dog 12, abuse.
$12,000?
Is it per dog?
No.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Oh.
What? Yeah, why are you getting more money? See, I never,
because he has two dogs.
I have to feed both my dogs the bad food for...
Hey, first of all, why is it bad food? See you guys, I shouldn't have did that resistance story.
Well, possibly. Potentially bad food. Okay, potentially bad
why
food.
Is it bad? Listen, McDonald's or Burger King, one of them things that they have a plant-based hamburger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Have any guys
one.
One?
One. They have one.
They have one.
They all have one meat. Now.
Well, Gasman, have you tried it?
Yeah, I have.
How is it?
It's not a hamburger. It's not bad. It's not a bad, but you can tell it's not meat. You can tell it's not
try,
meat.
Try which bad. One?
Grass burger.
Which one? The Impossible Burger?
Yeah, Impossible Burger, yeah. Impossible Burger.
I hear it does taste like... I haven't had it, but here it does taste like a hamburger, but it's not any more healthy.
Chad, are you a vegetarian?
No, but I mean, I would like to be, but I think I wouldn't it's kind of a wasted effort.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right. You don't like eating.
You know, so you look at a pork chop and then you have to eat it.
Yeah. If someone makes me a grass smoothie, I might eat it.
All right. Well, this company, this plant-based dog food company, they, like I said, they're really willing to pay somebody $600 if they would let them.
What, 600?
6,000.
Oh, 6,000. That's better. Yeah.
I would do it. I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
All right. We got one. Gas Man, would you do it?
I don't have any pets, so no.
All right. I'm hanging. Chad, you said no, right?
I mean, it is a nice chunk of change, but no, I just couldn't. I might as well say yes because we have switched my dog's food before because he's had digestive issues. So I might just throw it in the line. And it's like, well, let's try this one. We can actually make money on this one.
Yeah, yeah, really.
But if he wasn't having issues, just to change his food to make the money just seems a little off to me. Mm. But if I was already trying to fix the problem, heck yeah, that one would go to the front of the line.
Right,
Peter. Pay for all the other ones.
Dog. You can get a new dog, Chad, for like
no.
$80 at the Humane.
No, I mean my dog did cost $300, so I could buy a lot of hims. But
yeah.
Also, Chad, before the show, that dog was bothering the cat. I think the cat.
That's right. Yeah.
No, he's talking about his
look at
his
him. Other dog. You can't mess with that he's face. Right look at that face. Right there.
Okay.
All right. Can you imagine after 3 days of your dog looking at you like?
It looks like I already gave him the grass food. Look at him.
Yeah,
there's no energy. He's just sitting there, like seriously. Bro. Where's the
over there? There, I see him.
Here's a
say his name. Gun.
Winston. Winston. Oh my gosh.
Is he okay?
Yeah, Winston, come here.
Maybe you need to sit down real quick. Dead.
He's wanting me to take him out.
He needs to be put
there
on.
There he goes.
Food.
He's alive. Hey, do you want grass food, buddy? No, I don't want no grass food.
Never mind.
Underwater cloth breath hold.
Yeah, really, really. So here's the thing, though. Here's the thing that the company wants you to do.
This is the caveat.
Here's the caveat. They want you to examine, study, sniff the behaviors, the odors of your dog's poop for 2 months.
While he's on this diet.
They want you to check on the frequency of the bowel movements, the poop odor, the energy levels, and all that to see if this grass-based, plant-based dog food is helpful toward the dog's digestion.
So basically no change.
Right. Basically.
No, they're paying them to, this is like the clinical trials for this dog food company. They're paying people to test out their food to see if the dog is actually going to get sick or not, which is another, I wouldn't do that.
So listen, sniffing poop, that's not even an issue. I would totally sniff the poop.
Yeah, it's an everyday thing.
Listen, when you have a dog, you have to pick the poop up anyway. You might as well like look in the bag. You're going to smell it anyway. I'm not going to put my nose to it, but I have to pick it up in the bag.
Right.
So in the process of picking up, I can tell if it's solid or smooth or squishy just by having to do that anyway. And then if I get a whiff of it, then I'll log it. But if I'm not going to put my nose in the bag.
Yeah, you're logging, right?
So I'm going to log the log, gas man.
Yeah. So it sounds like we may have a Chad may be a possible candidate.
I know. I feel like I'm getting convinced of this. What's the name of this food?
Yeah, you're right. Serious. I think I'm with you on this one, Hanging Chad. I think I would participate in such a survey for 2 months, $6,600, because I'm cleaning up the dog's thing anyway. And for, you know, I'll just log in a piece of paper. It was really smelly today. Or it was chunky today.
Yeah, couldn't people just lie and get $6,600?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that, you know, why do I even have to have a dog?
Yeah.
Good point. Who's responsible for the taxes? Is it you or the dog?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Who's responsible for the income tax? Is it you or the dog?
Yeah.
Me?
They're the ones that are the earners.
No, they're not.
Oh, he's talking about filing the taxes of the 66. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, boy, she went way past what I was thinking. But my thing was, who's going to...
Their money.
Yeah, that's the color, the consistency, the smell, the texture. That's a bit much. But all in the interest of science. And if this plant-based dog food is affordable And, you know, for all those, was it people who call them PETA people, they would love to do, they would love that. So this is making for a betterment of the country. I say we do it.
Wow. Let's do it.
We should
do it. What do you say, Chad? You change your mind? Let's do it. Solidarity.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Billy.
I would open the bag and I'd say if he takes to it immediately, then that means he likes it. And then I would probably do it.
All right. There we go. So now we got 2/3 of the people.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog. So it doesn't matter. I don't have a dog.
Yeah.
Get one for the money and then get the dog back. I'm just trying to give everybody, I'm just trying to figure out how I can pay y'all less.
Like every other company is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do one more. One more topic, changing music.
I think this is a record. This is our 30th topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right. Sitting for days.
Sitting for days.
I guess I should say, this is babysitting for days.
Oh, babysitting for days.
All right,
I was going to say, sitting for days. That's what I've been doing since my car accident.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
This story here came across my news feed for show prep, and I thought, I wonder what the resistance fighters would feel about this. All right, so in Plantation, Florida, there's a woman by the name of Stephanie Martinez. She went to KinderCare Child Care Center to pick up her little kid after 6 o'clock. When she got there, she noticed the doors were closed, the lights were turned off. So then she called her cousin and said, hey, did you pick up little Sally? And she said, no. So as she was getting ready to leave, she looked in the window and she looked at the door and saw little Sally peeking through the window. The daycare people had accidentally closed, locked up, and left little 2-year-old girl in the spot. And then Stephanie showed up after 6 o'clock. Of course, everybody's mad and crazy. So she called 911, and 911, the police came and cut the door open, and they got the little baby out. And the baby was okay. We don't know how long she was in there by herself. But then the mother, Stephanie, says no one called her and told her that they had left or closed. And called her to come pick up her baby. Now, question to the resistance fighters. If the daycare offered you lifetime daycare, would you take it? Yes or no? And I'll hang out. Let's start with you. Voice of reason.
I'm definitely on the daycare center side. She should have shown up on time. Ooh. There's no reason for her to expect them to stay and mind her child after hours.
Yeah. Just lock her in the building.
Lock the little kid in the building. Turn the lights on.
Maybe her mother will show up on time tomorrow.
Oh, most definitely. Right, so the question was, will you accept lifetime of babysitting or daycare from them, from KinderCare Child Care Center?
Sure, why not? I mean, what is a lifetime anyway for KinderCare? Like 2 years?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
All right, gas man.
Yeah, I was going to say what Pete, the voice said, how long is a lifetime of child care?
Yeah.
2-3 years?
When you're paying it,
like,
probably
start going to school at some age.
When you're paying it, probably feels like a lifetime.
Seriously.
For every kid that you have, the lifetime of that kid too? That's too sketchy.
Okay.
For me.
Hanging cat, what would you do? Would you accept it?
Yes. And this just happened to my friend. She put, but it was her dog. So her dog went to doggy daycare and she forgot to come pick. Well, we got her hair done and then ran behind and they ended up closing and she was freaked out and they had to put, they called the lady and it's like, hey, we're here to pick up the dog. They're like, sorry, we're closed. She's perfectly okay. She's in a crate. We gave her a bowl of water. But we are going to have to charge you for one night of boarding her.
Whoa, damn.
So did the kid have a bowl of water?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Okay. Then, no harm, no foul.
You're right. PWs?
All right. See, now you got to think about what this is. This is a daycare center where the staff went home, locked up the daycare center, and left a kid in it.
Got it.
So why would I want free service that was that bad?
Oh, good point.
You know? Yeah. And you know, this actually happened to me. I went to a doctor's office with, you know, kind of flu-like symptoms. And, you know, the way they do in the doctor's office, they put me in one of the exam rooms to wait for the doctor to come by.
Right.
And I actually heard the doctor outside the door talking to another doctor about how they were going to switch off on their vacations and whatnot.
Good night, friend.
Right. And no, and then it got very, very quiet. And I finally opened up the door to my little exam room, and all the lights were out, and I was alone in the doctor's
no office. No way.
Yes, you they know? All went home.
Wow. Were you naked? Yeah. Like, please just take your pants off, put this drape over you, we'll be right back.
Exactly.
And then tomorrow. 2 hours later, you're still sitting there.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? So, and I did not go back to that person, and I wouldn't have accepted free medical care.
I think there's probably parents who send their kids to this daycare that were trying to get this deal, didn't even know it was an option.
Serious.
All right, cool. I didn't know this was a service you provided.
Yeah.
You know, I can get my kid locked up in there for a long.
Oh, yeah. Overnight? Yeah, oh, this is fabulous. Water.
Trying to go to dinner over here, you know?
All right, so parents get charged money when they come late. They get charged extra, sure, if they don't come to the daycare on time. Oh, and like, the daycare should be keeping records of all, you know, when they check the kid in and when they check the kid out. So they know, because kids hide, kids sure, do things like that, and they should know better. And they should have known that kid was still on the premises, that the parent had not picked them up.
That's where I was coming to Billy for a XY chromosomes point of a view, or YY, one of them damn, a woman's XX point of view. So would you accept lifetime of daycare from there? No.
No. Same reason it's worthless daycare. Because they are not actually taking care of my child if they don't even realize that the child is still in the building and they go home.
Yes.
They had happy hours.
Yeah, really.
I would take the free daycare that they had to pay for at a better daycare.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's what I would want. I would want them to pay for the absolute top of the line daycare for the rest of the time that my child needed it at a different facility. They would have to pay for it.
Or they should take.
Sounds like you're really caring for your kid.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids.
Oh. Karen.
I know, but you would be caring for your
Karen.
Kid.
Karen, he was going with the Karen
thing. Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Well, this is my point of view. I'm thinking the little bad kid hid.
The bad kid.
Bad kid.
I think so too.
Right. The mother is notoriously for being late to pick up the kid. Because
she should be charged every time that happens.
And when she got there, she thought her niece or cousin had picked up the kid. So that's probably has happened a lot too. So the daycare probably saying, oh, you know, somebody came and picked her up because we can't find little girl here, and somebody can't pick it up.
Man.
No, that's really bad.
He is so management.
So that's really bad because, you know, you could have like the deadbeat dad picking it up, and he actually isn't supposed to. Schools like that and daycares have a list of who is allowed to take this child out of this facility.
Right. Yeah.
So they should be checking who picked that person up. They shouldn't just be like, oh yeah, she's not here, so that means the cousin picked her. No, they should know who's picking the child up and when they leave the facility.
Just listen to Spike. He is management. That's it. You know? And he's once again worried about how much money we're making.
Yes. I'm thinking, I'll offer you guys lifetime daycare.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. So, you know, the kid was okay. I'll do this. Will this help? I don't know why I did this.
He's doing air quotes, by the way, for our listening viewers.
Give the staff training, more update training. Will that help you?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. That always helps.
That always helps. Yeah.
Mistakes happen. You gotta.
I agree. Spike, I'm with you, man.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yeah.
You are out of the union.
If another parent got lifetime daycare, I'd tell my kid, I'd be like, Okay, Daddy's going to pick you up a little late today, but you're going to be fine. What I want you to do is hide.
Yeah.
Because we are about to get free daycare for you, son, and that means more jump houses.
All right, Chad. Chad, let me put it this way. Your dog, your dog sitter took your dog out to the supermarket and, you know, was taking care of a whole bunch of other dogs.
Right.
Took them to the park. And then made forgot them eat about broccoli. Your dog and left him in the car.
Let him eat broccoli.
Come on.
Made him
eat
the
broccoli in the car. You're talking.
Then you're. Then
I
you're
wouldn't
late.
Put a kid in the hot car.
You're
either.
Late coming to pick up the thing, and she's already locked the car and walked away. Yeah. The car's off, and so would you bring that? Would you bring Winston to that dog walker again?
That's not what happened.
Yeah, I think that you went a little extreme. First of all, you're talking about a dog.
Which is your child.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit differently about dogs, but everyone who knows me knows that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not a dad. I never wanted to be. And
so give the kid some
it's
grass,
hard for me to relate.
Yeah.
Hey, so Chad, would you look back there? That dog's dead.
No, he's not. Oh my god, it looks like he is. But that's how he sleeps. Do you see this? It's very weird. Winston.
Check his stool.
He's alive.
Okay.
Check
Winston moves.
His stool's good, guys. It gets checked every day.
Right. I came over to see you, Chad, when you called him last
time. I know. Do you want to see him? Winston, come here. Come here.
Man, leave me alone.
He's got long hair, so when he lays down like that, half his face looks all crooked when he stands up.
Okay. I am going to
take my kid back to that daycare free for life. And as Gasman said, maybe even if I have any more kids or I have my cousin's kids coming there for life. So we getting it in.
So after his college freshman classes are over, he's going back to the daycare center.
Yes, exactly. So speaking of getting it in, we have to give you guys what was the big A word of the day.
Oh yeah.
Which was
slough. Slough.
And it was spelled S-L-O-U-G-H.
Yeah.
Kind of like slough, dough.
Slough.
And so PW, you say, you looked it up, so you know what it is.
Yeah.
Billy,
don't ask me.
You know what it is. So,
I know what it is.
You
do? I didn't look it up. I know what it is.
Just like in your heart, you knew what it was?
I knew what the word meant.
Gas, you knew what it was or is?
No, I've seen the word duck slew, a duck slow.
Yeah.
I think it's like
Duck sauce.
Gathering of ducks.
Duck sauce. No.
No,
there is a road. Chinese That's food. The one. Duck slough.
My daughter said that. Yeah, duck song. Something to do with ducks or gathering of ducks. I don't know.
Okay, voice of reason.
Wow, I thought it had something to do with gravity. That when something falls on its own, it's sloughed off.
Yes.
Well, because of the name of that road, I think it actually has two meanings.
Right, that's sloughed up, Gad. I mean, voice of reason, that's sloughed up.
Well, no, sloughed down, actually. So sloughed
can I,
off. And
all right,
then,
so go ahead, Billy. You can explain what slough is.
So slough is, the verb slough is like shedding skin or taking skin off. That is slough. But duck slough, makes me think, I mean, ducks don't really shed skin. I mean, unless it's like their feathers shedding off or something like that. Maybe it has another meaning.
Wow.
Besides skin?
It has something to do with to cast off something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
to shed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your cast, Billy.
Yeah.
Well, like the skin under my cast is sloughing off right now.
Shut the slough up.
Yeah, really. Slough up. Speaking of that, let's go around the room real quick and ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what stuck with you? So, Gasman, what stuck with you tonight?
The spike is part of the evil management empire.
Damn, that's
you.
Right.
Damn. Voice of reason, what stuck with you?
Everything.
He sucks at this
part. All the beautiful things you said and did tonight.
Oh, okay,
good. A permanent part of my life from now on.
Billy, what stuck with you?
Caveat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And hanging Chad, what's the slough with you to take?
That it's best to be happy, sad, smart, stupid.
Exactly. PW, what's slough with you today?
If you work it right, you could have a lifetime of bad service.
Yes. That is one of the most proficient caveat statements made to date. That was a great idea. I loved it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. We'll see you guys next time, next weekend. Holla back. One.